Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Sulphur Springs, Emily Glass. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you all, last time we talked, you were about to go to Austin for the Texas Municipal League meeting, and you were excited about that, and I didn't really know why, but now I do, because Sulphur Springs won a major award.
We did. We were able to bring home the City Spirit Award given by the Texas Municipal League, and it's one of five awards in different categories, but that are given in for cities under 25,000. So we were up for competition against every other city in the state of Texas with a population size of under 25,000.
And what they cited you for in particular and awarded you for was all of the improvement in downtown Sulphur Springs.
Yes, absolutely. The downtown revitalization, they really called it a hub for our city. They loved how walkable the city has become in the downtown area with the different improvements. They really, really liked the Plaza Greens. It's able to house anything from concerts to farmers markets. So it was a really well-deserved award, if I do say so myself.
Not that you built all that by yourself, by any means. But
I can say that because I was not on council, actually, whenever they started this planning process. So I'm very appreciative of those who were on council at that time, who were forward-thinking enough to help our city grow in this way.
How many years back has that been now?
A decade.
It goes back as far as that.
Yes.
They didn't just snap their fingers and have all that happen, right?
I wish. That would have been wonderful, but it's been a decade of growth and development in the downtown area, and something that we are actually about to extend to the rest of the town. We're bringing back the group that kind of gave us the vision for the downtown area, and they're going to help us go ahead and push that to the other parts of our town.
Mm-hmm. They like the pedestrian-friendly aspect of your downtown?
Yes, the wide sidewalks, the crosswalks that were very well-placed, as they put it. We do have blinking crosswalks in different parts of the city, and so they want it to be where people are able to go wherever they want to on foot. And we're actually right now in the process of doing a crosstown trail that connect two of the parks, Coleman and Buford Park, to the downtown area. So that's just making the city that much more walkable.
Again, we're talking about the Texas Municipal League honoring Sulphur Springs, and it's interesting they chose to honor you in the category of spirit for this this revitalization of your downtown.
Absolutely, absolutely. They really did enjoy. They said that there was a presence. We had to, of course, you know, submit pictures once we realized that we were going to be the recipient of this award, even though we had to keep it very hush-hush. But they loved seeing how the city came alive with all of the different improvements that had been made.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Emily Glass, and Emily is the mayor of Sulphur Springs. Now, here recently you had a regional transportation meeting in Sulphur Springs, and this is a lot of cities in the area and counties in the area getting together to start to plan for transportation improvements.
Yes, it's for the Northeast Texas area, and the whole purpose behind that meeting was purposeful planning. This area of Texas is not going to start declining in population size anytime soon, so we need to really understand what we're planning for so that we're not just throwing money out there to either expand the highway size or what have you, but we're really focusing the money of where it's going to be the best and most well spent.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be working with, I guess, the Texas
TxDOT,
Texas,
yes.
Department of Transportation is what I'm trying to say, and coordinating with them.
Absolutely, we are.
All right, one more thing. We're almost out of time, but you have an event coming up called One.
Yes, this is very, I don't know, appropriate given the City Spirit Award, because it is going to be on our beautiful Celebration Plaza. It's going to be on November 19th.
This is Saturday.
Saturday at 4 p.m. is when the event is going to start. This was really inspired. Our city manager, Mark Maxwell, saw a video just kind of on YouTube. Rufus Wainwright from Hallelujah. He was playing, I believe it was a train station, and he just started singing. They started passing out these song sheets so that everybody could join in. And the whole purpose, you know, with our recent election, the country could really use some unity. So the whole purpose of this event is to bring people together, help us realize that at our core we're all human beings, and to help us have just a gaining of respect for each other.
and singing of just popular songs, or what kind of music?
Last, we've done this once before, and the last time a lot of the churches took the lead, and so a lot of it was Christian songs. I don't actually know what songs are going to be on the agenda for this time.
Okay, but Saturday, November 19th at 4 p.m. downtown.
Yes,
Sulphur
sir.
Springs.
That's right.
So everybody's welcome, obviously.
We would love everybody to come out. That'd be wonderful.
Unity being the purpose of the event in the first place. Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Thank
us
you
again.
For having me.
Emily Glass, Mayor of Sulphur Springs, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.